This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, on the phone, we have our next guest and part of the NGV, and Justin, you're like, the NGV never fail. They keep on keeping on.
Oh, they're the gift that keeps giving, David.
They certainly do. And in these hard times, they're doing, in-studio visual walkthroughs of exhibitions. And we have on the line Lisa Wayup. Is that right, Lisa, if I said your surname right?
Lisa
Wayup. Oh, Wayup. Oh, okay. Totally got it wrong. Hey, Lisa, we always like to start off with talking to people within the arts about how they got involved. What's your background? Because you're an Indigenous artist, so tell us your story of how it all started for you.
To get into the arts?
Yeah.
I think that's something that I've been doing ever since I could really hold a pencil, I think. It's just, yeah, I've always been drawing or creating as a child. But I think, you know, the interest really came mostly when I started, I guess, confirming the direction that I wanted to take in life and doing study. So I'd done a BA at RMIT and did some teaching at a university in Papua New Guinea at an art school there.
Oh, wow.
Sort of fell out of it for a little bit, but I was always creative. Like, you know, I had children, so that was, I had to support the children. And so I really got back into creating in a big way probably in about 2010.
Yeah.
At 2012, I started working at an Aboriginal art centre called Bullock Art. And,
where's that, Lisa? Where are they centred?
It's in Mornington, Victoria, so on the peninsula down there.
Right. Now, you're involved in them at present as well, aren't you? Is that right?
I am. I've just cut down. I used to work there 3 days a week as the programs coordinator.
Yep.
And from this year, I've started doing 1 day a week on a Friday only because I started studying again.
Hey, what are you studying?
a Master's in Contemporary Art at BCA.
Right.
But we were 3 weeks in and then the whole thing has shut down. So yeah. It's all gone online. So all
right. And how are you finding that, Lisa, doing it online?
Yeah, how do you do art online?
Yeah, I know it's really tricky. I think there's a lot of the academic side of it. So that's, you know, we're doing a lot of essay writings and such at the moment. But we're still having to create artwork. And I guess, you know, for me, it was a bit of a dream to go back to study, especially at BCA, and have workshop facilities that I could, utilise, and also a studio space. So it's really quite changed the direction with what I was thinking that I would do this year. But, you know, yeah. I'm still creating, but just in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your connection with the NGV?
They acquired some of my woven objects in 2012. So it was the first body of woven objects that I had ever created.
And Lisa, I have seen them and they're fantastic. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So that was part of Melbourne now.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so I was really fortunate for them to be acquired. But recently they've also acquired some of my collaboration that I did with Melbourne-based fashion designer Zona. There's three different looks and accessories, body adornment that goes with them. So it's part of their collection now, which is really exciting.
Right. And so what are you doing on June 3rd? What is it? And it's an important week for your community as well, isn't it?
Most definitely. I'm working with, talking with Hannah Presley. So yep. She's the incredible curator at NGV. So Hannah has really been on a huge journey, I feel like, with me, with my art, and where, you know, I feel like we've always kind of crossed. She's curated quite a lot of shows that I've been invited into. So I have a really great connection with Hannah. And, so I was really excited when I got the opportunity to be able to kind of sit down and have a chat. And I think it's an instant, you know, I'm instantly comfortable talking to Hannah because I've known her for so many years. So, yeah, that's really exciting. And sorry, what was the other thing you asked?
So what is the series that you're part of that we can go online and check out?
Yeah, so it's like a studio visit.
Yep.
I think, from what I believe, it's an Instagram.
That's right. It's through live. Instagram. Yeah, Instagram yep. Live in studio visit series. Yep.
Correct. So I think we'll just be having a little chat and just sitting down. I'll be in my studio space at home. I've got a studio space at home, and Hannah will be at her place, and we'll kind of be having a bit of a conversation of what's been happening while we've been in lockdown, and, you know, what's changed and how we've been able to kind of create things in a different way of doing things, and just, yeah, I guess basically just trying to find out what's been happening.
Yeah. And as I said, it's an important week this coming week for your community. The NGV has got a huge Indigenous collection, haven't they?
They have a massive collection there. Yep, it's really quite incredible what they have there. And, you know, to be able to get access to have a look at things, I think that's really important for community to know that that's something that they can do too.
Yeah, and so tell us, Lisa, how are you bringing in what this week means to you as an Indigenous artist? You know, like, how are you presenting that in your chat?
I think it's really, I think, you know, weeks like this, like Reconciliation Week or Sorry Day, I think it's a great time to acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. I think, you know, I was a little bit thrown this week about what had happened in Western Australia too, and it, you know, that happened on Sorry Day. So, you know, sometimes I question what it's exactly about.
Yeah.
But I take it on the point that it's a time of reflection for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. You know, we're able to kind of see who we are and celebrate ourselves and, you know, to acknowledge it. And, you know, to say that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do acknowledge it and support it.
Yep.
So I think that's how I feel with especially reconciliation. And Sorry Day, I think it's a really special time to acknowledge past. I think I'd read something that basically it's for all the children that were taken, some returned, but a lot never returned home. So
yeah, well, what you were too, weren't you, Lisa?
My great-grandmother was stolen.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, I guess that's something that's really trickled down, you know, the history. So, you know, my mum's kind of been affected by that too, and, you know, and I was a doctor, so it's like this continuation of of history. Yeah.
But thank God you got your art, eh?
Oh, I can't say how many times I've said that to people. People have said, you know, I'm so bored with what's happening. I'm at home all the time, and I'm thinking, I'm never bored. Like, I've always got something to do.
Yeah.
You know, I think creative minds, you're always able to create things to do.
Well, I was going to ask that question. You're like a creative mind. Is there some days that you stand there and go, I don't know what I'm going to do? You know, I don't have any creative thoughts. Or doesn't that ever happen to you?
Yeah, and most definitely does happen to me. But I'm the type of person that likes to create multiple things at a time. So I feel
right.
Like if something's not kind of working with that, then I'll move on to the next thing.
Right. And do you come back to it, or do you just forget about it?
Sometimes I do. Most times I do. Sometimes
good.
I don't. Yeah, but majority of times I do, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So on the 3rd of June on Instagram Live in studio visits, it's on, so check out the NGV's website and all the details will be there. And I believe, Lisa, there's a link on the NGV website that will just take you to the Instagram link.
That's correct.
Yep. Lisa, lovely chatting to you, and keep on producing that wonderful art, because what you do is excellent.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for the invite to come and have a chat with you both.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, see you, Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.